Question. Yeah. Why don't you stay here and we might have a dialogue?
I'm going to be late to my next class if I do that.
No problem.
When I say unwanted, I mean rape or incest, and I don't think any man has the right to tell a woman what to do with her own body. And I see these men up here. This is a woman's choice. It's her personal choice. You don't know what it's like to be raped.
Well, go ahead. We'll let anybody talk here.
A man does not have this right.
The right to do what?
To tell a woman what she must do with her body. A man doesn't know what it's like to be raped by a family member.
I'm sorry?
I know what it's like to be raped and I'm pregnant.
And I'm not killing my baby. I'm not going to tell you what you have to do with your body.
God is pro-life.
Not everyone has the same religion. This is a country of freedom of choice.
Did I kill my baby?
You have the right. You have the right to choose.
So you're going to tell her she doesn't deserve
to? I'm not telling you anything. I'm saying more power to your ability to make your own decision.
No, it's okay. You're welcome to be on. I just want one that's on.
I have children as well. I don't want to tell you what to do, and I don't want any other man trying to control a woman's body.
Can I just agree with you on something? I think that there have been a lot of years in our history in America, and if you go around, if you expand it to around the world, it's still happening in even more extreme ways, but I would agree it's still happening here, where men have oppressed women. Can we at least agree on that?
Yes.
And it sounds to me like that's a lot of what's animating your concern here, is that it seems like those who oppose abortion are, many of them are men who are trying to oppress women. Ultimately, I'm not saying that they want to oppress women in their minds, but it sounds like there's this sense that there's some kind of underlying oppression going on.
Look, there's men up here talking about this.
Well, I'm trying to agree with your point, though. I'm trying to agree that men oppress women.
Exactly. I'm saying a woman should have this right to decide between her and her God, which may not be the same God as yours. You have that right, and I honor that. But you should honor in this country, which is supposed to welcome different religions, so there's not another Holocaust. This is a country of freedom.
Sure. And you see abortion or the women's right to choose whether or not to terminate a pregnancy, would you see that as a fundamental freedom that she has?
I see, yes, a freedom to do with your body what you, on your own moral grounds, your own background, your own upbringing, your own experience. Let me ask you, if you were raped by your father and you became pregnant, would you want to have the baby? Do you even know how to go there?
Well,
As a man, could you even go to that?
Well, I have daughters, and so you could ask me, if one of my daughters was raped, would I want her to not have an abortion? Is that what you're asking?
If your daughter was raped, would I want her... No, well, I'm not going to put it in the terms that I just did regarding you.
That's okay. I'm not offended.
I'm saying, if a father rapes his daughter,
do I want her to have an abortion or not? Do I want her to have the child? Well, my concern is I don't want her to be pregnant in that situation. But if she is pregnant, I think she already has a child. And so I think it really comes down to that question of, is the embryo a child or is it a mass of tissue? Because if it's a mass of tissue, I think what you're saying makes perfect sense. If it's a child, then I think it's a lot like saying that if a woman has a one-year-old and she doesn't want the one-year-old, and maybe the one-year-old was a product of rape, then she should should be able to kill that one-year-old. But I don't think that's your position. I think it probably your position is that the embryo is not a child. Is that your position?
You're trying to use rhetoric, fear,
I'm just trying to understand what your perspective is, and I'm really not trying to, how am I using rhetoric? And I'll let you talk in just a moment.
A mass of tissue, not a child. Do you think these it's easy or something to decide to have an abortion?
No, not at all. I'm not saying it.
Do you think a woman doesn't have torment when she makes this decision? Do you think that men that kill other children in war, do you think the soldier in Vietnam that killed babies, do you think that they should have not killed that child that was going to throw a bomb at them? What I'm saying is there are different circumstances in life.
Yeah.
A person in this country, not all countries have this choice. In some places, you're killed as a woman if someone rapes you. So
I agree that that's evil.
This is a free country. Not everyone has the same religious views you have. Putting this kind of material up here like this in order to try to make people feel horrible,
yeah,
and for no other reason than to make a woman feel horrible, you can have options other than this.
Well, I agree that it would be wrong for me to put that material up there just to make people feel horrible. That's actually not the reason we put it up there. I don't know where you got that idea.
Does everybody out here feel horrible looking at this?
Yes, yes. I feel horrible knowing that people
Does it make you feel good? Does it make you want to go have an abortion?